That's ELO and Living Thing going out to a fantastic husband called Bert Savage, celebrating 30th wedding anniversary coming up in a couple of days from now. Every Sunday, he cooks our roast dinner, says Michaela, and listens to your show whilst I'm doing the gardening. I think he relishes being in the kitchen on his own, enjoying sounds of the 70s. He's a wonderful, thoughtful and very kind husband and an amazing dad to our son Harry and daughter Abigail. Bert enjoys so many hits from the 70s, difficult to choose one. However, if you played Living Thing by ELO, that would be fantastic. So there we go. Happy anniversary, both. Couple of things for you here, Tiggy.
Oh, yeah.
Your name, Johnny. I've often wondered what Tiggy's full name is. Every time I listen and I hear Tiggy, I think you're speaking to me. My family call me Tiggy, but my full name is Antigone. Could this be your Tiggy's name too? I've never met another Antigone. I love the program. Listen every week for a walk down memory lane. So, your name, are you Antigone?
I'm certainly not. I'm just not tragic enough to be called Antigone or Greek enough. So, no, Tiggy is a nickname I was given as a baby, literally a few weeks old, by my sister, who has a habit of naming people and giving people names that stick for the rest of their lives. And I guess I got to school at the age of 5 and they said, what's your name? I said, it's Tiggy. And there we go. It
and that
stuck.
Was it.
And that was it.
Wow. Maura Dobson from Wetherby, West Yorkshire. She said, I usually listen in while gardening. To be honest, there's nothing that needs to be done. Well, all the time we've had. I may be preparing a meal prior to our now regular Sunday night quiz. That's with my son Jack and his girlfriend Sydney in their flat near here. There's my brother Paul and wife Tracy in Hitchin, and husband Chris and Tom here. I grew up in Somerset. My school friend Deb will be listening to you in Barrow in Somerset. We came to see you together in Weston-super-Mare in January. Was a great evening. Seems like a lifetime ago. It certainly does. Deb loves Robert Palmer. If you can play something for her, she would be chopped to little mint balls. I like that. All right, Deb, here for you. Here's Pressure Drop.
Yeah.
Robert Palmer and Pressure Drop, the title track from an album whose cover I love. It features Robert Palmer inside a hotel room or an apartment. Outside on the balcony is a woman with no clothes on, with her back to the camera, and Robert Palmer's really concerned about the TV remote control. He's wearing the most fantastic suit. He was such a stylish guy. Robert Palmer loved him. Now, that was Pressure Drop, his version of it. We take a look at This Week in Music, and the May the 19th, back in 1978, Dire Straits released their major label debut single, Sultans of Swing, originally recorded on a budget of just £120. It was played a year earlier on BBC Radio London show Honky Tonk, hosted by a very influential DJ called Charlie Gillett. The band approached Charlie with a demo. After playing the song on his programme one Sunday, the story goes that half the A&R men at various record labels in town called the studio before the track had even finished, all keen to sign up the band there and then, just on the strength of that one track. Well, it was a brilliant track.
Sultans.